This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Shebadadewa faction of the Nepali Congress decides to go to the Supreme Court against the Election Commission's decision. Preparations for the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year formally begin. And Trump administration names U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and former British Prime Minister Sir Tony Blair as two of the founding members of its Board of Peace for Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Sherbahadurdewa faction of the Nepali Congress has decided to go to the Supreme Court against the Election Commission's decision. A meeting of the Dewa faction held in Sanepa yesterday concluded that the Commission's decision to grant legitimacy to the Central Working Committee elected by the party's Special General Convention should be challenged through legal means. The meeting expressed objection to the Election Commission's decision and resolved to seek constitutional and legal remedies. It also decided to register political protest against the move, according to the party spokesperson Prakash Charan Mahat. The Election Commission has listed 13 different transportation companies for the transportation of ballot papers and other materials to the high, hilly and mountainous regions. Two firms have been selected for courier services to transport the necessary election materials, ballot papers and other essential materials for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Election Commission, the selected firms include Saza Courier and Cargo and Trans Air International Logistics Private Limited. Although the Commission has urged firms or companies to register for the helicopter services as well, no firm has registered. Similarly, 11 firms have been listed to provide truck and container services. The Commission has stated that the applications received based on the public notice of the 1st of January were evaluated according to the specific criteria, an annual average turnover, and those service provider firms have been listed. The Election Commission will deploy those service provider firms for the supply of the election materials. Preparations for the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 have formally begun, with the government initiating the process of estimating available resources and setting expenditure limits. According to the National Planning Commission, NPC, the National Resource Estimation Committee has started its work to assess possible sources of revenue and determine the spending ceiling for the next fiscal year. The Financial Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility Act requires the government to estimate revenue sources and expenditure limits while preparing the annual budget. In line with this provision, the National Planning Commission, in coordination with the Ministry of Finance, is tasked with making a preliminary assessment of resources and expenditures for the next 3 years as part of the medium-term expenditure framework. Officials said the estimation process must be completed by mid-February of the current fiscal year. The Resource Estimation Committee is coordinated by the National Planning Commission Vice Chairperson with support from a technical committee formed to carry out detailed analysis. Nepal National Planning Commission Secretary Ravilal Pant said the technical committee has already begun its work. Three people were killed when a jeep carrying road construction workers plunged off the road in Subha Kalika Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 of Kalikot District. The accident occurred in Salleri area along the Seri Pantari road after the jeep rolled backwards and fell into a cliff. All three occupants died on the spot. District Police Chief Hem Bahadur Khatri said the deceased included two excavator operators, 28-year-old Sankar Kathayat of Dailik and Tikendra Sahi of Assam, and the jeep's assistant driver Navaraj Sahi of Subha Kalika, Ward No. 2, Kalikot. The victims were engaged in road construction work in the area. Ali said the wreckage was found about 500 meters below the road on the bank of the Tila River. The bodies were retrieved from the cliff and preparations are underway to take them to the district headquarters for post-mortem examination. The jeep driver has contacted police, but further questioning is yet to be carried out. A team comprising the chief district officer, district police and armed police personnel reached the site after receiving information about the accident. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Trump administration has named U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and former British Prime Minister Sir Tony Blair as two of the founding members of its Board of Peace for Gaza. President Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will also sit on the founding executive board, the White House said in a statement on Friday. Trump will act as a chairman of the board, which forms part of his 20-point plan to end the war between Israel and Hamas. It is expected to temporarily oversee the running of Gaza and manage its reconstruction. Also on the founding executive board are Mark Rowan, the head of a private equity firm, World Bank chief Ajay Banga, and a U.S. national security advisor, Robert Gabriel. Each member would have a portfolio critical to Gaza's stabilization and long-term success, according to the White House statement. Trump had said on Thursday that the board had been formed, calling it the greatest and most prestigious board ever assembled at any time, any place. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to place tariffs on nations that do not go along with his ambitions to annex Greenland. Trump said at a White House meeting that he may put a tariff on countries if they do not go along with Greenland, which is a self-governing territory controlled by Denmark. He did not say which countries might be hit with new tariffs or what authority he would invoke to use such import taxes in pursuit of his goal. Along with Denmark and Greenland, other countries oppose his plans, and many in the U.S. have expressed skepticism about an acquisition. As Trump spoke, a bipartisan congressional delegation was visiting Greenland to show support for the territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, fog and mist will remain in some places of the Tarai Madhes region. Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province will be partly cloudy, while the rest of the country's weather will be mainly fair. Light rain snowfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Sher Bahadur Dewa faction of the Nepali Congress decides to go to the Supreme Court against the Election Commission's decision. Preparations for the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year formally begin. And Trump administration names U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and former British Prime Minister Sir Tony Blair as two of its founding members of its Board of Peace for Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.